Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to decode some very cryptic babblings of Joe Biden that I just saw on C-SPAN a few minutes ago. I've not seen in the news. Nancy Pelosi says, hey, who wants to get married? Don't get married. Give those kids to the state. Coming up, Mark Moreno, CBS expert, says extreme cold caused by excess heat. By the way, here's the Climate Depot article that I want posted in full on Infowars.com, guys. CBS features futurist who promotes paranormal phenomenon of telepathy, telekinesis, and mind reading as a climate expert, blaming record cold on global warming. So he's going to be joining us, and the lead singer of Korn is going to be on as well. Right now, let's go to your phone calls, as promised. Darren in Tejas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm calling about the Steve Stockman campaign. We've got to defeat Korn. Korn funded Obamacare. He also voted this week, along with the traitor Mitch McConnell, to give unlimited spending to Obama for the next year through 2015, raising the debt ceiling.
We have to defeat who?
We need to defeat John Cornyn.
Are you talking about Senator Cornyn? Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Senator Cornyn, basically. He needs to be defeated here in the March 4th primary, Republican primary.
He has these ads going. He goes, I have guns. You have guns. We like guns. Vote for me. No, he's definitely a rhino. And who would you like to see in there other than John Cornyn?
Steve Stockman. Steve Stockman currently is a congressman from Texas.
No, I know. He's a great guy, and he gets the full endorsement of a lot of groups I like Gun Owners of America.
He has never voted to raise the debt ceiling.
By the way, they've now voted to make it basically unlimited until March 2015. What? But, you know, Obama says raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. Now, are you racist, sir?
I guess I must be.
Yeah, you don't laugh at our Lord and Savior. And again, I'm not blasphemous, but that's what Jamie Foxx calls him. So I appreciate your call. Yeah, we got to get rid of John Cornyn. Get rid of all the Republican neocons that are saying, be nice, Tea Party. Be nice, libertarians, while they try to raise record money with the Democrats to beat the Tea Party. Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. You're on the air, first-time caller. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Doing all right, brother.
Okay. What I'm concerned about, I was on the LaRouche PAC activist conference call last night. Yesterday, Congress passed 362-2 with some votes, you know, not being coming forward. But Walter Jones was one of the two. I think there was another Republican from Kentucky that voted against this. Now, what this was a resolution in support of the George Soros bunch of protesters that are attempting to attack the Ukraine.
No, exactly. And it's not like we're saying side with Russia, but The EU wants to suck Ukraine dry and move weapons in to start a fight with Russia, and that's immoral. And yes, I know they had that resolution in Congress. That's disgusting.
Yeah, this is a declaration of war, essentially, against Russia. And the LaRouche people are working for the impeachment of Obama because...
Yeah, when am I getting LaRouche or his wife on? Is that, they wanted to come on. They're on
yeah,
next week.
Get them on, for Pete's sakes. We are on the cusp of nuclear war.
I know.
Okay. And it could break out any number of spots. Okay?
No, that's what's crazy. That's what's crazy. Steve, I'm going to come back to you. Recap your thoughts about you, because it is. Every mainline analyst says we're in more danger now than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And this time it's not the Soviets who are the overall bad guys starting everything. Our government, run by a bunch of Wall Street crazy guys that'll make 400-1 bets like John Corzine did, these guys are crazy.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you know why that was not done?
There are exceptions to that rule. I do not know, however. Again, Mr. Chairman, I don't know. 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 That I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know whether or not. I just don't know. I don't know exactly how IRS is constructed. I don't know when the subpoena was issued. Well, I don't know precisely. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the specific questions. Again, I don't know what happened.
Well, either you know or you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know when. I don't know. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I did not know. I don't know what you are going to ask me. I didn't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
But they are openly persecuting the Tea Party big time. Any conservative or libertarian group, pro-life groups, you name it, they're all being persecuted by the, I don't know, criminal justice department, caught committing so many crimes openly, it makes my head spin. We're going back to your calls with Bill and Art and Terry and Lee and Mike and so many others, 800-259-9231, first-time callers. We're taking your calls here today, now into the second hour. This is some of the news breaking up on InfoWars.com right now. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation. Martial law training? 300-acre town includes sports stadium, school, underground subway. Well, Paul asked that question. It's all over the news. The U.S. Army admits their main
threat is Tea Party insurgents, and he links to the West Point training manuals in the Infowars.com article. And, of course, the National Guard training, DrudgeReport.com carried it this week, and was all over the news, training to, quote, take on the Tea Party when they use bioweapons to attack because they're pro-Second Amendment supporters. So you're like, yeah, but that doesn't have any basis in reality. It's called the demonization campaign ahead of political open persecution. They're already using the IRS and everything on people. I mean, we're in trouble. And a lot of folks are like, well, I better go hoist an Obama flag. When they've gotten rid of their opposition, they're going to go after everybody, including their moron idiot supporters. That's the way this works. They hate their moron supporters even more than they hate those of us that oppose them. People better study history. Those of you think you're on some winning team serving this. Amazing. I want to send reporters to cover that. That's interesting. Oregon police give nightclubs ID scanners to determine customers' identities and age. I love how I've seen this for 15 years or more, where they'll card an old woman buying pipe tobacco for her husband or a six-pack of beer at the drugstore. And I always go, why are you doing that? Well, we have to swipe it. State police like it when we do that. Or the Texas Department of TBI. What's it called? What's the alcohol department called? TABC, yeah. So it's like, well, we just better swipe everybody, because first it was if you look under 21, we card you. Then it's if you look under 30, we card you. And now it's like, old man on a walker, we're going to card you. And then now you go in to get stuff at the drugstore over the counter. Oh, we're going to swipe your card. Oh, it goes in a database. And then it's all shared under Obamacare. All given to everybody. Why'd we ever have privacy to begin with? By the way, Sean Parker is in the news. I met Sean Parker. Billionaire Sean Parker helps the hates the world he helped create. I'm going to read that article. It just came up on Forbes. I got it up on Infowars.com. I'm going to see exactly what he's talking about. That is a guy jumping up and down, running around wild. I got to read this. Guys, print that for me, please. Thank you. So we're going to be talking about that. But my point is that you go now to a bar anywhere. Oh, let me just swipe your card to get in here. That's to create metadata on everywhere you go. It's not enough that they're tracking your cell phone in real time, marking where you went. It's not enough they're watching you over cameras and watching you over your own home computer. That's all admitted now. It's all completely illegal. Now they're just putting these systems in everywhere to politically dominate it. Oh, you know, they've got legislation introduced to have kill switches, which are already in the phones, by the way, but have the power to turn everybody's cell phone off in a city, a state, you name it, so they can't communicate while the technocracy takes over or while the elite get their money out of the banks. This is a totally one-sided, no checks and balance, nightmare system that's being built right now. So there's that story. Police blame bar owners for not knowing law after getting caught pushing them into surveillance program. Police in, how do you say that, Multnomah County quietly suspended a new data mining program this week after a local newspaper began questioning its legality. The last several weeks, police have issued ID scanning devices to clubs and bars all throughout Portland's Old Town neighborhood. The scanners not only captured customers' personal data, including names and photos, but uploaded all the information to police database. And when the cops got caught, they went, oh, it's an accident. It's just meant to check and make sure you're of age. That's total bull. After receiving a three-year alcohol abuse reduction grant, they found out how much you're drinking and give it to the insurance companies. They were awarded $60,000 to obtain the police-run scanners for multiple drinking establishments. And then, of course, they forced everybody to do it. Despite Oregon law placing strict limits on storing and sharing information from ID scanners, specifically police were persistent in getting local bars to comply with the program. Yeah, right. I love it. Gotta love it, man. That's because the cops are compartmentalized, too. A lot of the cops actually don't like this, so they're like trying to enforce that it not get all your data. You're compartmentalized. They don't want you knowing all the data is being sent. Okay? The globalists want to just set the precedent for all this. Belgium socialists, get ready to okay child euthanasia. Children will be required to tell psychologists they understand what euthanasia is. So now the state's going to be able to convince your five-year-old they want to die, and then they'll kill you. and they're going to make the culture ugly enough to where you're going to want to die. Monopolizing the internet, Comcast gobbles up Time Warner. Imperium in Imperio will govern your internet connection. There can be only one. Competition is a sin, said the robber baron John D. Rockefeller. His maxim, a rule of conduct for large corporations for well over 100 years, will soon govern how you receive your internet signal and how much you pay for it. That's right. In many areas of the country, you only have one internet provider, the old powerful Comcast, who censored us many times. Homeland Security to activate nationwide license plate data recognition database and are encouraging police and other citizen spies to take photos of license plates and feed them into Homeland Security's database. They had this up 20 years ago, folks. They're just letting the slaves know about it now. That's up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to stop right there and go to your phone calls. Finish your point, sir. You were bringing up the resolution last week by Congress that was a huge number. I forget the vote. Guys, pull up congressional resolution supporting Ukrainian demonstrators. Again, my issue is the Soros group's running it to overthrow the country, to move missiles in against Russia, which is an act of war, which is getting involved in somebody's politics, and it's very, very dangerous. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, Alex, what this does is, you know, give them the opportunity, or give that nut Obama the opportunity, to use thermonuclear war. When do Republicans and Democrats agree on anything? The NDAA. I mean, this is the kind of stuff where we have so-called bipartisan cooperation. We don't need that. Every time they do that, it's future destruction of a liberty or blowing up the world. The other thing, I want to comment on what you said about Iran, because take a look at the fact that in the United States we have different factions. Neocons have been beating the war drums for years on Iran. And I would assume the same thing goes on within the country of Iran. We have ships off their shores. Why is that okay? But if they say they're going to bring a ship off of our shores, everybody gets excited about it. You know, this may be just playing to their own domestic situation there in Iran.
Listen, I have really tried to stop an attack on Iran, and that's on record, and I want to be clear.
I know
their chairman of their joint chiefs came out 2 weeks ago, and I didn't just believe the Israeli papers. I went and looked it up on the Farsi, on the Iranian, and I saw it in English-speaking press TV, and said, you know, they better not start something with us. We got sleeper cells inside their country. That's just inviting the globalists to stage stuff and then use that against Iran. And Iran has been putting out promo videos, blowing up Israel, attacking the U.S. interests. I'm saying the U.S., the globalists running the U.S. have been dealt a defeat overthrowing Iran's ally Syria, who's doing nothing, and really being positive and trying to have peace. I mean, they're good guys compared to Iran. I don't support a lot of what the mullahs do. And so my issue is they should be de-escalating stuff now that the sanctions are being taken off. Okay, why say they'll blow us up? Why put the videos out? Why say they'll attack the aircraft carriers? And all this rhetoric when the West is going into a conciliatory motion?
Well, you know, it's red meat for their population. The other thing that, you know...
But I don't even agree with that, because most of the population likes the U.S. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think Netanyahu is as nuts as Obama. I think he wants destabilization throughout the entire Middle East, and we see it.
I don't think there's any question that Netanyahu
to mop up all of these up, you know, these messes.
No, I hear you. I got to go. I appreciate your call, but what I'm trying to say here is, I don't have any doubt that Netanyahu or his interest do want to destabilize the Middle East. And I think that's a bad policy to try to destabilize people so you're on top of them. And that's actually the U.S. policy, balkanization, breakup, destabilization. I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. Iran's got the same kind of policy Israel does. That's what I said last week about all this. And I agree. They all will use it domestically to try to crack down and take liberties. I mean, if the West attacks Iran, that'll keep the Muslims in another 20, 50 years, maybe 100. And I just don't like authoritarianism of any stripe. And I just wish we could be friends with Iran. That's what I'm saying.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Friday, we're here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find Showtime's listing, more details, InfoWarsNews.com. And don't forget the Sunday transmission, which I'll be hosting this Sunday. I was out last Sunday. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to go back to your phone calls, but I've got some really amazing news that just came in.
is going to tie in to Mark Moreno joining us in the next segment. Here it is. 1 in 4 Americans unaware that Earth circles sun. I bet money that Mark Dice could go out in L.A. and that by the way, he doesn't edit that except for cutting out the spaces. He really shows you, you know, that 9 out of 10 say put gun owners in camps, kill them, put anyone who isn't a communist in a camp, kill them. I mean, this is the Democrats, the most mindless, dumbest people in America. And I'm just sorry, it's true. I bet in Austin, in a trendy area, 2 out of 4 won't know the Earth circles the sun. But you need to ask it like, we need to sign a petition because the Earth, due to global warming, is causing problems with the sun orbiting us. So we need to sign a petition to have us stop global warming because it's changing the sun's orbit of the Earth. And if you ask it like that, I bet 3 out of 4. If you said, we need to sign a petition to regulate the sun orbiting the Earth for Obama, that's how the question would be asked. I bet 3 out of 4 trendies, if you did it in front of like Democratic Party headquarters, I'm not joking, would actually sign the thing. If you said, for Obama, we need to have taxes to help the sun orbit the Earth better, they will sign. The key is for Obama. For Obama, we're going to put all conservatives in slave labor camps. And we're going to kill them. And people in English go, good. You say, you want to kill them? They go, you don't have to tell anybody. I want to kill them. And they're like, nod. They go, So these are good people. These are the liberals. These are the open-minded people. But it shows some hope that only 1 out of 4 doesn't know the Earth orbits the sun. I mean, I thought Copernicus, you know, had that figured out. Let's talk to Art in Nebraska. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Awesome to talk to you. I know I want to utilize my time quickly here. I just want to say that I've recently started waking up, and I've been using most of my free time to try and get educated. I just figured out, like, a week ago that 9/11 was an inside job. It's like, oh, my God, you know, that's not cool. That kind of pisses me off.
We kind of got some bad people running things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I'm just trying to get caught up on everything, and, you know, I'm the type of guy that is very vocal when I get going, and on something like, for example, one of the questions I had for you is, do you have any talking tips, or where do I start or begin? There's so many things to talk about, like when I get on talk radio, I mean, what do I bring up? And then number two, what about me? I'm looking at all this stuff. I watch your program. Everything is on the internet. I mean, am I being stupid? What do I need to do there? And I also wanted to comment that, yeah, the New World Order, they're scared of guns, all right, pointed at them. That's the problem. The two holy grails, the way I see it, is them taking our guns and our internet so they can take our money.
And our privacy, so they can then game the whole political system against us. Well said. Let me try to give you my answer to your first question. It's a big deal. You can take any topic, national or local talk radio is covering, and cover the topic, give them your take on it, not lie to the screener, and then add to it that, well, yeah, you know, Obama is becoming a dictator, but the problem is the very same offshore special interests that are tax exempt own the Republicans as well. So what do we do about monopoly capitalism, getting rid of our real capitalist system? You know, that's what you don't cover on conservative talk radio, is the other side of it. That's why we can't get Democrats to join us and get out of this paradigm, is because they see the hypocrisy of the Republicans. So the two hypocritical systems prop each other up because folks think that's the only choice. And then, you know, that's an example. Or let's say they're talking about the city going bankrupt. You call them and say, well, why do we double the cost to treat the water when, you know, they've done all this just so that we get bought out by foreign interests? We need to get the fluoride out of the water, blah, blah, blah. Any topic you can hijack. Now, as for the internet, I think it's good if you have the time and the energy to try to protect your identity from, because there's hackers, there's government people, there's data miners. Everybody should try to get basic, well-known, certified systems that protect your identity, protect your information, that have good histories of trying to protect their data. Big box stores, big banks, they're the worst. Government, it's the worst sieve. And then the worse things get, they want more of our data and more proof of who we are, which only makes it worse. So the answer is keep cash in the equation as well. But at the same time, politically, I wouldn't be scared of them knowing who you are. I would politically be very open, because we need to show other people that liberty is popular, that freedom should be re-legalized, because Good hides in plain sight. Evil, you know, tries to hide in the dark. So it's very important that we not be secret agent-esque about what we're doing, but that we be out in the open.
On the march, the empire's
we'll
on the
right
run.
We'll be right back with them.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And is it true that Obama hung the moon?
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, my goodness. Some of those liners are a bit pretentious. Though I do like that music. I tell you, we are knocking them dead, the fake global warming crime cartel. We are totally exposing their fraud. So just for them, I want to play a little bit more of this song before we go to the man, Mark Moreno. Crank it up. Knock them dead. We're going to go to Mark in a moment. It's huge. And I mean uber gigantic intel that is truly mind-blowing. Probably some of the craziest stuff he's ever covered here on air, with the Great Lakes freezing, record cold all over the Northern Hemisphere, Northern and Southern Arctic's growing massively. Wait till you see what they've done. They've doubled down. But briefly, MediaEye has come out with 13 romantic cable news valentines to share with your loved ones. And I really like these because I guess I'm number three. Rush Limbaugh is number four. And it says, my dearest love, many nights do I stay awake thinking about your pleasant bosom and the globalist scum, the nerd police taking over everything. And then it's a spiral of insanity down into it. And I do like it when the Democrats and their websites come out with these type of hit pieces because it's fun to be included in those. It is good. It is good for some humor. By the way, we're going to play this clip later. You know, Nancy Pelosi says that marriage is not a good thing. Why would anybody want to get married? These people really do act like they're Beelzebub or something. Before I go to our illustrious guest, we have a new T-shirt in that is already becoming one of the best sellers ever. I think it should be the best seller ever, but it's Obama as the Joker that limited edition that was the best seller ever. So we brought it back in another limited edition that's about to go out of stock, the Obama Tyrant shirt. But we now have two different Molon Labe come and take it. One in the Greek that says Molon Labe come and take it with a Greek war helmet, a Spartan helmet with two crossed M4s and victory reef around it. I think it's the best looking Molon Labe shirt out there. It's a gray on black. And it's kind of a grayish gold on black. And then we've also got just an InfoWars with the Molon Labe symbol and the Molon Labe on the back. So they have images on the front and back. And it's all made in America, part of our Made in 1776 brand, madein1776.com. Go to madein1776.com, and you can find everything made in America, the ball caps, the golf shirts, all of it. And, yeah, it all costs about 30 to 50% more. We now have the 1776 Worldwide Bottle Breacher, a 50 caliber shell with the bullet in it, with the powder taken out. And this is made by Navy SEALs. One of them isn't even retired yet. He gets out next year in Dallas. This is actually made by a group of Navy SEALs who are evil entrepreneurs. And I was talking to a guy I know that buys these, and they did a custom print for us. It says Made in 1776. Actually, it says 1776 Worldwide on it. And so it actually, portions of it end up through the Navy SEALs going to real veterans groups. But you're hiring former Navy SEALs. Navy SEAL owns them. It's the Navy SEALs that work there. Navy people. It's not just Navy SEALs. It's run by Navy SEALs. And so we're now, they've made these custom bullets for us. They reached out to us. And it's a bottle breacher. And I've got mine at home. Everybody loves it. People come over for barbecue or whatever. It is awesome and a great gift for friends and family in the military especially. So, again, made by Navy SEALs for patriots everywhere. All of that is made in the USA at madein1776.com. The other apparel and stuff's made in Mexico, you name it. Nothing against that. It's just that, you know, you want to pay a third less or half off, we just give you the choice right there. But everything at madein1776.com. Or on the 1776 section of InfoWarsStore.com, the brass belt buckles with George Washington on it. It's like showing a vampire the sun at high noon when they see this stuff. I mean, it's all right there at madein1776.com. Very inexpensive and affordable compared to other American-made clothes. You try to buy a golf shirt like this at Dillard's, it's like $80 to $100, and it's not made in America. This is made in America, $49.95, and I'll just be honest with you. They were correcting me the other day. It costs us 20-something bucks to print that shirt, to get that shirt. 20, that's a lot. I mean, I could buy a shirt like that from China for $6. But it lasts a lot longer. Everybody compliments it. InfoWarsStore.com. And then lastly, the Super Male Vitality. You've heard the rave reviews. We just took 8 of the best-known herbs, organic, concentrated them with Dr. Group in his factory, his laboratory, put it out. We have the only nation iodine of this type, the fluoride shield, the survival shield, Super Male Vitality. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase of the products makes the transmission possible. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And for 2 weeks, we're running a special. It's been very popular, so I never go back on specials, but it may end up being backordered in about a week. We'll still have 15% off for 2 weeks, but it's about 2 weeks till we get more Super Male Vitality in because it's so popular. We've been waiting on an herb that finally got in from the Himalayas. It's totally organic, so we can finally go to production, but we're waiting months to get it. But the thing is, you need to order now if you want to get it immediately. And then believe me, you've heard the rave reviews. Just try our products, and I know you're going to like them. And if you don't, you've supported the broadcast, but I've heard no negative feedback. So 888-253-3139. And as always, I want to thank all of you for your support. Now, this is a big deal, folks, because you've got Al Gore saying in 2007, 2009, in countless speeches, that by the winter and the summer of 2013, we would see a completely melted northern ice cap. Well, it grew at record numbers. Mark Moreno is the master and advises Congress and has all the scientists that he researches with on his site, climatedepot.com. He has all the actual numbers, but just in a general sense, southern pole getting bigger, northern pole getting bigger. They always point in the summer at it shrinking with a satellite. They always shrink. That's why the Vikings talked about a northern passage into Russia, you know, in writings 1,000 years old as Beowulf. But they use the public's ignorance and say polar bears can't swim, penguins can't swim. They talk about penguins are going to drown at the North Pole, that there are no penguins at the North Pole. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we've seen and covered. Al Gore and all his lies that have been proven in court in England. They can't show school kids, you know, his film in England because it's been proven to be a fraud. They have like 65 lies, I think, proven in court, or was it 63? I forget. The point is, now they're all over the news. National Geographic just came in the mail. I've been taking it since I was a kid. My grandmother still gives it to me. God bless her soul. One of them died. They used to both give it to me, but the point is, one of them still gives it to me, the one that's alive. It said we're going to be flooded and dead next year, and that the cold is all caused by this. CBS News is now reporting with it's beyond a quack, and that's what Mark's here to tell us about, the most incredible thing ever, that this record cold temp and the Great Lakes freezing is a heat wave. So up is down, down is up. Raising the debt ceiling will not raise your debt. You can keep your doctor. Your premium will go down, not up. I did not have sex with that lady. I mean, the level of lying here. So to break this down is Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. Mark, this is simply amazing, and it ties in to a piece of news I'm going to go to in a moment after you've had a chance to break things down. But thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Happy to be here. Yes, Al Gore made all sorts of predictions about the Arctic, about Antarctica. The United Nations is on record about global sea ice. We are now well above average for global sea ice. And in fact, we've had, depending on what month and what you look at it, Earth has had more ice in general than we've had probably in the last 20 or 25 years, and it's on an increasing trend. The Antarctica, which is the South Pole, has been at or near an exceeded record extent for the last several years, and this year it's breaking all-time records, the highest they've ever had since satellite monitoring began. In the Arctic, we had an incredible year-to-year, the largest year-to-year recovery of Arctic ice, and the Arctic has diminished some since the late 1970s, but think back. When did we start monitoring Arctic ice with satellites? At the end of the 40-year global cooling scare, the coming ice age scare. So, yes, Arctic has lost ice since that period. But there's indications this year that the older, thicker ice is now being wedged and that it's not going to lose anything significant or near record like Al Gore and others are predicting. But both poles had a record year in their own ways, and now global sea ice is doing well above average. But what's most shocking is when we have heat waves, and be they in Moscow, be they in Australia, no matter where they are, that's blamed on man-made global warming. When we now have record cold, instead of just saying, well, that's an exception, the global warming activists, including Al Gore, who now says it's consistent, are blaming, quote, excess heat in the atmosphere for destabilizing the Arctic air mass and essentially making the jet stream dive down with the polar vortex. They come with all these convoluted explanations, and now everything, every weather event is consistent with man-made global warming.
But it gets better. Up on your site, you looked up who the CBS expert is. They might as well have gotten Johnny Carson as the great Karnak.
Yeah, so this is an amazing story that, you know, it's a Climate Depot exclusive. Just posted this morning, about 2 hours ago. The CBS expert on CBS This Morning, that they had on to explain how global warming is causing record cold and snow, was New York City College physicist named Michio Kaku. And Michio Kaku was only identified as a professor on this show, and he claimed that the excesses in the Arctic was against intuition, essentially causing all of this record cold and heat. Now, before we even knew, and I'll get to what he is in a moment, scientists were trashing CBS News for featuring this guy's views. In fact, PhD meteorologist Ryan Mao of the Weather Bell said that, and he quote, no effing clue what Michio is talking about. And these are in quotes. I'm quoting, he called him a festering wound on the field of meteorology. These are what his colleagues, it wasn't even his colleagues, this man's, a physicist who doesn't even really study the weather. These are what his colleagues called him, was a festering wound. And this is before we found out that this is a paranormal guru, if you will. Michio Kaku, I said Kaku, strictly by accident or Freudian slip, I'm not sure, but Kaku, was featured by CBS, and he promotes things like telepathy, telekinesis, mind reading, and on his website, and this is all part of what some people would call magic, mentalism, telepathy is where you sort of communicate without using any...
So what you're saying, you've always said it's based on voodoo, and now they're officially doing it.
And telekinesis is the alleged psychic ability of allowing a person to influence a physical system without physical interaction. In other words, it's a fancy way of sort of a mind-altering way of looking at things. Now, it goes on. He has a whole book on this. He's been featured. He actually went on and let Stephen Colbert make fun of him on the Daily Show or whatever. Not the Daily Show, but whatever Stephen Colbert's show is. And this man, his book is called The Future of the Mind. He's claiming that feats such as photographing dreams, uploading memories, mentally controlled robots, and telekinesis telepathy have already been achieved. And he goes further and says we're going to have a complete map of the brain, and scientists are going to be to send our consciousness throughout the universe.
So the point is, he is not a meteorologist, and CBS knew that, but never thought to mention it.
No. In fact, they couldn't pick a more extreme outlier, A, on the science of global warming. His comments were just, again, deemed as a no effing clue by another meteorologist. And the fact that this is a man into, like, essentially mentalism. This is a guy who belongs on a Las Vegas stage performance, not someone who should be consulted as a weather expert. And this is interesting to see what CBS News does about this, because they won't feature any skeptical scientists. And if they do, if some skeptical scientist got a $200 fee 25 years ago by some fossil fuel industry, they'll say he's discredited and no one can talk to him. But someone else comes on and promotes telepathy and telekinesis, mind reading, and they're portrayed as the esteemed expert by CBS News. By the way, it's the same network where Scott Pelley has actually on record, the current CBS News anchor is on record when he was with 60 Minutes a few years back, 2007, I believe, saying that he would not interview any global warming skeptical scientist for the same reason he wouldn't interview anyone who is skeptical of the Holocaust. In other words, they're making direct comparisons of the Holocaust, and they will not interview them. So this is an amazing thing to see CBS promoting a mind reading expert as a climate expert.
Well, let me ask you this question. We know almost all the scientists, the 2000 they claimed had signed on unanimous. Al Gore said back in 2006. There's no carbon tax, no plan for that. It's unanimous. Congress, all scientists agree. That man-made global warming is real and that we've got to do something. And then I have the clips. It's in my film Endgame. The congressmen are like, well, wait, there are a bunch of scientists that don't agree. And he goes, no, only ones that believe we didn't land on the moon and blah, blah, blah. Well, they've got Professor Kaku over there. I mean, I'm sorry, but me too. I got that confused. It's like Obama, Osama. The point is, you've got Professor Aku or whatever his name is over there. If they've got all these thousands of scientists, which it turned out almost none of them had actually signed on, they had just been put on the list or been agreed to be sent UN material, so they were put on there fraudulently. That's a whole other controversy you've covered and Lord Monckton have covered in great detail. But if they've got all these great meteorologists and all these great planetologists, basically, who are ready to come on and say it's so real, why'd they have to get a goblin chaser?
And that's the question. And that's what's fascinating about this is they're pushing the new narrative. And the new narrative is described by the New York Times as global weirding. And because this is relatively new in the global warming debate. It's only the last maybe year that it's really taken on a full head of steam. It's only been around a few years before that. The idea is we used to talk about unprecedented temperature rise, allegedly. And they would talk about the global temperature. The Earth has a fever, to use Al Gore's phrase. When that failed, and we're going on 17-plus years, actually, Lord Monson has a new analysis out. It's like 17 years, 5 months, with no global warming, and it's actually been slight global cooling since 2002. Alex, it's so bad that every high school kid today has never experienced global warming in their lifetime. And you can go a step further now and say that every elementary school kid has only experienced a slight global cooling in their lifetime. So when you're faced with that as a PR disaster, you've got to change the narrative. So the new narrative is every weather event, be it record cold, snow, weather, is all part of global warming. And in order to push that, you've got to get Las Vegas show acts like Professor Keku and people who do mentalism and mind reading and all sorts of things like that, because you're not going to find the legitimate scientists coming around yet. You will get more legitimate scientists saying, global warming scientists saying things like, well, it's consistent with and other things. But, you know, in order to push the envelope, you got to reach beyond the known world, if you catch my drift.
Sure. Do you think Professor
phenomena like CBS did?
Do you think Professor Keku, or what's his name again?
Keku.
No, I'm serious. I can't remember. Do you think Professor Keku would come on and talk about the Loch Ness Monster with me?
You ought to have him on. He seems to like the media. He seems to be very good humored. Again, he went on with Stephen Colbert. So he's
maybe I should get you on with him for a debate. Hold on, stay there.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. A final segment with Mark Moreno, and then we're working out some technical stuff for video Skype. Get the lead singer of Korn on to talk about all things New World Order, Obama, and more. But here's the bottom line. There are real environmental issues and real concerns I have. But giving total power over to the kleptocrats to run everything in the name of them being saviors of the earth and buying carbon credits from Al Gore and Obama is a fraud. And here's an article out of Breitbart today. It's actually from AFP, French news agency. Breitbart carried it. One in four Americans unaware that Earth circles the sun in a new study conducted by the National Science Foundation. And an average of 6.5 got it correctly. Just 74% of respondents knew that Earth revolved around the sun. And here's the problem. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not saying Republicans are super smart on average. But compared to Democrats, it's like a human compared to a rat or something. Or I guess rats are kind of smart. That's insulting to rats. Mark, in closing, the only way they can get away with this is total scientific ignorance. So now we know why they want to dumb people down. So what do you make of this one in four not knowing that the Earth circles the sun? They think it's the other way around. What do we do about this? What do you expect them to do now? Because they're not stopping. They're just going forward. Obama's announced he's going to do environmental takeover without Congress. What do we do?
Well, yeah, and also Obama, the billion-dollar slush fund that's starting today, they announced today. When you mentioned, you know, the education here, that poll you just cited, this, if you go into classrooms now and you talk to the psychiatrists and anything else, the anxiety among young people about eco-fairs and eco-doom, they know more about the fear of oceans overrunning their homes than they do about whether the Earth rotates around the sun or not. And this is a... this is the core of what's going on. They're being propagandized from a very young age with all the wrong things, be it through our Hollywood culture, through the textbooks on a lot of these politically scientific things, especially when it comes to global warming. And so now when they ask them other basic scientific questions, of course they're ignorant because their heads have no more room. They've crammed it with so much junk, particularly when it comes to global warming. Today, in fact, John Holdren, one of your favorites, Obama's science czar, came out and announced, quote, weather practically everywhere is being caused by climate change, unquote. In other words, every weather event that happens is now created by mankind, influenced heavily by mankind. This is what John Holdren said. Interestingly enough, he was immediately, just like Professor Kaku, the mystic on CBS News, was essentially slammed. He's being slammed by scientists now. Holdren claimed that global climate change is increasing droughts. Actual study from Obama administration, droughts have become shorter, less frequent, and smaller part of the U.S. over the last century. Holdren is defying his own government's science. He's giving out 100% wrong information. That's the story today. Not that school kids are getting basic science wrong, but that Obama's science advisor is failing basic science of what he's tasked to be an expert in, global warming. This man is failing. And on my website today, Climate Depot, Roger Pilkey Jr., does a professor, extreme weather expert, takes down John Holdren for just utter drivel that he's promoting today, unchallenged, by the way, in the media.
By the way, Mark, I know you've got to go advise Congress and go on national TV in a minute. You've got to leave. But anybody you advise us that you think we should get on to break down the science, I'd love to have them on. But you know, we're winning the political battle. In closing, as I said, they don't care. They're just rolling forward. What do we do? Because they use this to power grab any jurisdiction they want, saying climate's changing everywhere. Well, of course climate's changing. It's always changing. What do we do to beat them in a nutshell?
Well, here's two things. First of all, had Mitt Romney won, Mitt Romney, if you've noticed, people would say, well, vote a new president in. Well, Mitt Romney just came out about a week ago and announced that he's back on the global warming bandwagon. Remember when he ran, he was a global warming believer. Then he got all the pressure. Then he backed down. Well, now he's back that he doesn't have the pressure for office. So Republicans aren't the answer. And Mitt Romney actually said that he would not have stopped Obama's EPA from doing what Obama's about to do. So I don't know that the Republican Party is capable. The biggest thing we have to do is try to get the GOP Congress to defund the EPA, because President Obama, as the old expression goes, doesn't need no stinking Congress.
That's right. Great job, Martin Moreno. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
This is
next hour coming up, folks. I'll finish up with some topics on solutions as well.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.